shade the night. No shades fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Mother Nation, we once again welcome you in our program Nasheed at Night. In this program you listen Hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Na'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, and Manaqib of Awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Be with us from start till end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be, inshallah, also learning, because we explain the kalam, we explain the hamdiya, naatiya poetry in English language. For those viewers, they better understand English. But before, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrati Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, he has given us this mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As we are presenting this program, we make this intention, we'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you'll watch with focus, concentration, from beginning to end. You'll remember what you learned, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to invite others towards righteousness, goodness. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and join us in this beautiful mahfil of naat and dhikr. I've got today in my panel Brother Muhammad Arsalan Attari and Brother Muhammad Muzzammil Attari with me. Let's go towards them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. How are you, Rizwan?
Ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba, welcome to the program once again. Jazakallah for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. Muzzammil bhai, how are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. How are you?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Welcome to this program. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will begin our program with certain du'aya, ash'ar, prayers in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah. Brother Assalam will start. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho. Ya ilahi har jagah teri عطا کا ساتھ ہو. جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو. اللہ جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ. یا الہی بھول جاؤں نظر آ کی تکلیف کو.
Ilahi gore
تیرا کی جب آئے سخت رات ان کے پیارے منہ کی صبح جاں فضا کا ساتھ ہو ان کے پیارے منہ کی صبح جاں فضا کا ساتھ ہو اور یا الہی جب زبان ساتھ ہو صاحب کوثر شہ جود و عطا کا ساتھ یا الہی گرمیے محشر سے جب بھڑ کے بدل یا الہی گرمیے محشر سے جب پڑھ کے بدل دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی کا ساتھ اور یا الہی نامائے اعمال جب خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو عیب پوشے خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ یا مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو
یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہے مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو او اللہ مے یور گریس بی وتھ می ایوری ویئر اینڈ ان ایوری ہارڈ شپ May the company of the solver of difficulties, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be with me. This is such a wonderful, comprehensive, you see, ash'ar and du'as in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beauty of this kalam of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman is that this includes the du'a, prayer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a kind of hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking help from Rabb Azza wa Jal. But again, at the same time, it is also in na'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and through the wasila of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, du'as are being made. And the beauty of this kalam is also that Allah Hazrat has taught us that how to make du'a in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are the real difficulties? What are the real calamities? What are the real hardships? And then on which occasions do we require the assistance of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Each couplet that describes a certain kind of calamity, certain kind of hardship on certain occasions. And there he is asking nothing but the assistance of Mustafa. He is asking nothing but the company of Mustafa. He is asking nothing but the madad of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make dua for our world. We make dua for this dunya. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi is talking about his naza. He's talking about the time he'll be departing from this mortal world. Then he thinks about the moment when we'll in the grave, what will be the situation. There he needs the assistance of Mustafa. Then subhanAllah, at the time of the pull Sirat, the bridge of Sirat, then Mizan, Allahu Akbar. And my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is what a great way to plead in the court of Rabb Azza wa Jal. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi is saying, oh Allah, may I forget the pains of death, agonies of death, through the joy of beholding the beauty of Mustafa. Ya ilahi, bhul jau naz'a ki takleef ko, shadiye didare husne Mustafa ka saath ho. When I'll have the joy to behold Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then obviously I will forget the worries, the agonies, the calamities of death. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. We also make this dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the same. Ya ilahi, gore tira. Gore is the grave. Tira is a dark grave. Now he's talking about the dark grave. Ya ilahi, gore tira ki jab aaye sakht raat. That hard night when it will come and it will be a dark grave. Unke pyare muh ki subhe jaan fiza ka saath ho. May the life-giving dawn of his beloved face be with me. Now, subhe jaan fiza, subhanallah, the face of wadduha, subhanallah, now, the face which brightens the day, Allahu Akbar, which enlightens the day. He is requiring that brighten light through the bright face of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where there will be darkness. And he wants that light of the face of Mustafa, nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the grave of Raza is enlightened, which is gore tira, which is the dark grave, Allahu Akbar. This is how he seeks assistance of Mustafa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he talks about, Ya ilahi, jab zabane bahir aaye pyaas. The time when people will be thirsty, they will be requiring water. Ya ilahi, wallah, when tongues hang out from thirst, sahibe kausar shahe judo ataka saath. Look at subhanallah, how beautiful comparisons he is bringing in. The titles of Mustafa he is bringing, sahibe kausar shahe judo ataka saath. Now, when you need a water, he is not requiring a noble water, he is requiring a water from Kauthar. From whom? From the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When the people will be in severe thirst, he only needs the jam-e Kauthar from the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, subhanallah, he says, Ya ilahi, garmiye mahshar mein jab bhadke badan. Another calamity on the day of judgment. When these bodies will burn from the heat of the gathering, the day of judgment, there will be a scorching heat And Ala Hazrat is seeking the breeze, the cool breeze of beloved's mantle, be with me. Allahu Akbar. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Ummati, when they will have the assistance of Mustafa, shafa'at of Mustafa, company of Mustafa, they will be sorted inshallah. Ya ilahi nama'i a'mal jab khulne lage. Allahu Akbar, the book of deeds, right? When they will be opened, ab poshe khalq sattare khata ka saath ho. May the concealer of faults. Now, the nama'i a'mal is being opened. Now look at the title of Mustafa he is bringing. He is bringing that he is ab poshe khalq, the one who conceals the faults. Allahu Akbar. And then sattare khata. Sattar is the one who covers the faults, who conceals the faults. And Ya Allah, I need who veil sins. I need the assistance of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the concealer of faults. When my nama'i a'mal will be opened. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, Ya ilahi, jab bahe aankhe hisabe jurm mein, un tabassum raise hoonton ki dua ka saat ho. O Allah, when eyes weep during the reckoning of sins, may the prayer of those smiling lips be with me. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Allahu Akbar. And now, what a beautiful way to make dua. He says, Ya ilahi, rang laein jab meri be baakiyan. O Allah, when my sins, my misdoings, this is it's inkisari of Allah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, when they will be opened up. Us wakat, what at that very moment, unki nichi nichi nazaron ki hayaka saath ho. May the modesty of his lowered gaze be with me. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam's nichi nichi nigahein nazrein. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also keep and guard our eyes. And then subhanallah, Ali Islamic brothers, at the end, this is a beautiful dua. Ya ilahi, jo duae nek mein tujhse karun. Whatever duas, good prayers I make to you, may the angels respond with Ameen. Oh, Lord, Qudsiyon ke lab se Qudsi, the malaika, the angels, Qudsiyon ke lab se Ameen, Rabbana ka saath. Ameen means may it happen as it is asked. Oh Allah, may it happens as it is being asked. This is the Ameen from whom the tongues of angels Allah Hazrat is requiring upon what? Upon each and every plea. Dua, he says, I make to you, Ya Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to have the love of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem more and more in our hearts. Finally, Ya ilahi, jab raza khabe giran se sar uthaye, daulat-e bedar ishq-e Mustafa ka saath ho. Oh, Allah, when Raza rises from his heavy sleep, may he be blessed with awakened wealth of the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. When from the resurrection day, when Raza will open his eyes, at that time only he requires is the treasure of love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May he possess that. And when we will have love of Haqqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim with us, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will have salvation. You're watching Madani channel, you're watching Nasheed and Night. And we've got one segment in our program, and that is complete a couplet. Let's take that.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Jab aa gayi hai, joshe rahmat pe unki. Aankhein. This is the couplet you have to complete. It is from a kalam of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. You will be watching this on the screen. Jab aa gayi hain joshe rahmat pe unki aankhein. What is the second part of this kalam? I mean the verse of this couplet. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's include one anath in our program, the Nasheed Night. Brother Muzzammil will recite.
لاج رکھ میرے دستے دعا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، لاج رکھ میرے دستے دعا کی، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، اپنی رحمت کی اپنی عطا کی، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، اپنی رحمت کی اپنی عطا کی، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے قلب میں یاد تیری بسی ہو، ذکر لب پر تیرا ہر گھڑی ہو، قلب میں یاد تیری بسی ہو، ذکر لب پر تیرا ہر گھڑی ہو، ذکر لب پر تیرا ہر گھڑی ہو، مستیوں بے خودی اور فنا کی، میرے مولا تو خیرات کرنا، رحمت خدا مجھ پہ اپنی رکھ، عنایت صدا مجھ پہ اپنی کرنا، رحمت خدا مجھ پہ اپنی رکھ، عنایت صدا مجھ پہ اپنی رکھ، عنایت صدا مجھ پہ اپنی، دائمی اور حق میری رضا کی، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، دائمی اور حق میری رضا کی، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، حال آسی کا بے حد برا ہے، تیری رحمت کا بس آسرا ہے، حال آسی کا بے حد برا ہے، تیری رحمت کا بس آسرا ہے، تیری رحمت کا بس آسرا ہے، عفو جرموں قصور و خطا کی، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے، میں گناہوں میں لتھڑا ہوا ہوں، بد سے بدتر ہوں بگڑا ہوا ہوں، میں گناہوں میں لتھڑا بد سے بدتر بگڑا ہوا بد سے بدتر ہوں بگڑا ہوا عفو جرموں کو سورو خطا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات پہ ہے یہ تسلیم سب سے برا ہوں میں سدھرنا خدا چاہتا ہوں ہے یہ تسلیم سب سے برا سدھرنا خدا چاہتا ہوں میں سدھرنا خدا چاہتا ہوں عفو جرموں کو سورو خطا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے عفو جرموں کو سورو خطا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے بات عصیان سے میں نے بگاڑی دل کی ہاتھوں سے بستی اجاڑی بات عصیان سے میں نے بگاڑی دل کی ہاتھوں سے بستی اجاڑی دل کی ہاتھوں سے بستی اجاڑی لطف و رحمت کی عفو عطا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے تیرے ڈر سے صدا تھر تھرا خوف سے تیرے آنسو بہا تیرے ڈر سے صدا تھر تھرا خوف سے کیف ایسا دے ایسی ادا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے جگمگاتی رہے قبر عطار اے رحیم و ستار و وفا جگمگاتی رہے قبر عطار اے رحیم و ستار و وفا اے رحیم و ستار و وفا تا ابد فضل و رحم و عطا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے تا ابد ذیل و رحم و عطا کی، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے.
سبحان اللہ، بیوٹیفل کلام، بیوٹیفلی ریسائٹڈ. لاج رکھ میرے دستے دعا کی، پرزرو دا آنر آف مائی آؤٹ ریچ اسٹریچڈ ہینڈز ان پریئر. میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، او مائی لارڈ گرانٹ می یور بلیسنگز. اپنی رحمت کی، اپنی عطا کی، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے. گرانٹ می دا گفٹ آف یور مرسی اینڈ جنروسٹی. O my Lord, bestow upon me your grace. This is the dua my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya is praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qalb mein yaad teri basi ho, zikr lab par tera har ghadi ho, mastiyo bekhudi aur fana ki, mere maula tu khairat de. May your remembrance, O Allah, dwell in my heart. May your mention, your dhikr, remain upon my lips, upon my tongue. Every moment, Ya Allah, grant me the selflessness and spirituality in your love. Subhanallah. O my Lord, bestow upon me this gift of fana. Being, you see, lost in your love, diminishing in your love, right? Allahu Akbar. And that is the rank, which is the next level of love. When you become fana fillah, you just diminish yourself in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, my dear respected viewers, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, he is making dua further. Karna rahmat khuda mujh pe apni. O Allah, shower your mercy upon me. Rakh inayat sada mujh pe apni. Very easy, simple, beautiful words made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a dua. Rakh inayat sada mujh pe apni. Keep your favor upon me forever. This is called comprehensiveness in dua. When you ask comprehensively, he's not asking a favor, the fadl or karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessing of Allah for a short span of time, for a short period, rather forever. Rakh inayat sada mujh pe apni, daimi aur hatmi rizaa ki. Grant me your eternal and final pleasure. Mere maula tu khairat de de. O Allah, bestow upon me this blessings. Yes, respected viewers, when you make dua, that has to be comprehensive. There were many people, initially they were blessed. Initially they were seen to be very close. They had proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that did not last longer. That favor, that fadl, that ni'mah was snatched from them. A very simple example of Bal'am bin Ba'ura. There was a person who was mustajabu da'wat. His dua was accepted. But when he died upon disbelief. But he was very close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, very common example of shaitan, la'een. How close he was, his teacher of angels. In ilm, he had his maqam. And then in taqwa, in piety, in worship, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had his status. But he got rejected forever. So whenever we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should make dua, rakh inayat sada mujh pe apni, right? Keep your favor upon me forever, Ya Allah. And then, nafs ne lazzaton mein phasaya, mujh pe lutfo karam ho khudaya, dil se chahat mita ma siva ki, mere maula tu khairat de. My ego, my carnal desires, my nafs trapped me in worldly pleasures. This is what Amir of Ahl Sunnah is saying. He is wali of Allah, right? He has killed his nafs, but this is his ajz. He is saying like this in the court of Allah. But this is for us, people like us, right, who have been trapped by the nafs, carnal desires. Oh Allah, bestow your kindness and grace upon me. Erase from my heart the love of all besides you. Na siva. Whatever is except you, may that is erased from my heart. May that love of everything other than you is erased. The love of your Ya Allah remains in my heart. What a beautiful dua this is. Mere maula tu khairat de de. Oh my Allah, grant me this charity. Oh Allah, grant me this blessing, this grace. Aspa-e Ghaus-e-Azam vilayat. اپنی رحمت سے فرما عنایت اپنے نبی کی ولا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے. For the sake of غوث اعظم spiritual authority, grant me favor through your mercy. Grant me the love of you and your beloved prophet. O Allah, bestow this blessing upon me. حال آسی کا بے حد برا ہے. Now this is again another level of ids. Being humble, being down to earth in the court of Allah. The state of the sinner is extremely bad. Your mercy alone is my only hope. Teri rahmat ka bas aasra hai. You're just depending upon your mercy, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant me forgiveness for my crimes, for my sins, for my shortcomings, for my mistakes, Ya Allah. افو جرم و قصور و خطا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے. Forgive me for all my shortcomings, for all my mistakes, for all my sins, Ya Allah. I'm making dua. May I get this blessing from your court. میں گناہوں میں لتھڑا ہوا ہوں, بد سے بدتر ہوں, بگڑا ہوا ہوں. اللہ اکبر. I'm drenched in sins. I have become worse than bad, completely corrupted. Grant me forgiveness for my crimes, faults, and errors. Oh Allah, bestow upon me this mercy. And then this is called admittance, admitting your fault. Let's repent from all our sins of the past year. Taibuka man la dhanbala. The one who repents is like he has not sinned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such Kareem, such Rahman, such Rahim Rabb. He can not only erase the sins, but He can turn our bad deeds into good deeds. Our sins can turn into good deeds too. If we make dua, sincerely make tawbah, repent. Many respected viewers, when you make tawbah, the three important elements of tawbah are there, which you need to keep in your mind. The very first is, you need to admit the fact you have made a mistake. Right, you have to admit the fact you made a mistake. You need to show remorse, regret over the fact that I have done this mistake. And then you make a firm belief, yaqeen, and intention with this intent that you will not commit that sin again. Right? This is also important for tawbah. And then you make intention that, Ya Allah, after remorse, regret, and then you will not commit that sin again. If there is any compensation required, you should also do that. Then do tawbah with sincere heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Now, Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah, how beautifully he is writing. He says, hai ye tasneem sabse bura hu. Main sudharna khuda chahta hu. I admit that I am the worst of all. This is his ids. But this suits well to us, people like me. Yet, O Allah, I desire to reform myself. But again, I want to rectify myself. Grant me your grace through the blessings of Medina. O my Allah, bestow upon me this charity, this blessing, this grace. Baat isiyan se maine bigadi, dil ke haathon se basti ujadi. I ruin everything through my sins. By the hands of myself, I destroyed my own dwelling, my life. لطف و رحمت کی عفو و عطا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے. Grant me pardon and the gift of your kindness and mercy. O Allah, bestow upon me your grace. And this is very long, carries on and on and on, subhanallah. And Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, he makes duas, time doesn't permit us to carry on further, but we have heard this beautiful prayer, this dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all these prayers which Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has made in the court of Allah for us also. Ameen. Bijahin. Nabil. Ameen. Respected viewers, you're watching Nasheed Night. Now, we'll include one kalam in our program. Let's include it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala ma'am.
Mera dil aur meri jaan Madine wale mera dil aur meri jaan Madine wale tujh pe sau jaan se qurban Madine wale tujh pe sau jaan se aaka tujh pe sau jaan se qurban Madine wale bar de bar
Teri mil
تیری ملک قلم دان مدینے تیرا در چھوڑ کے جاؤں تو کہاں جاؤں میں تیرا در چھوڑ کے جاؤں تو کہاں جاؤں آقا میرے آقا میرے آقا سونے آقا میرے آقا میرے سلطان مدینے والے میرے آقا سلطان مدینے والے میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے آقا تجھ پہ سو جان سے آقا تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے
اللہ سبحان اللہ تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے my heart and my life belong to you O beloved of Medina 100 times over my life is sacrificed for you O beloved of Medina bhar de mere aqa meri jholi bhar de ab na rakh be saro saman Medina wale fill it O my master fill my empty hands Do not leave me helpless and deprived anymore, O beloved of Medina. Allahu Akbar. Phir tamannaye ziyarat ne kiya dil bechain. Phir Medine ka hai arman, Medine wale. Once again, the longing for your sight has made my heart restless. Once again, the desire of Medina awakened within me. O beloved of Medina, please call me. Tera dar chhod ke jaun to kahan jaun main? Tera dar chhod ke jaun to kahan jaun main? Mere aqa, mere sultan, Medine wale. If I leave your doorsteps, where shall I go, Ya Rasulullah? My master, my king, O beloved of Medina. Tera, and then sage taiba mujhe. سب کہہ کے پکاریں بے دم سگے طیبہ مجھے سب کہہ کے پکاریں بے دم یہی رکھیں میری پہچان مدینے والے Let everyone call me the dog of طیبہ مدینہ او بے دم Let this be my identity O beloved of مدینہ What a beautiful plea in the court of مصطفیٰ کریم alayhi salatu wa taslim beautiful ashar beautifully recited respected viewers you're watching madani channel and you're watching nasheed night in this program a segment called complete a couplet and today inshallah the segment's couplet to complete is jab aa gayi hain joshe rahmat pe unki aankhein jab aa gayi hain joshe rahmat pe unki aankhein now what is the next line of this couplet, the next verse. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's include another kalam in our program, Nasheed Night. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasul Allah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. Mujhe dar pe phir bulana madani madine wale, mai ishq bhi pilana madani madine wale, mujhe dar pe phir bulana madani madine wale, mai ishq bhi pilana madani madine wale, mujhe dar pe phir meri aankh mein samana madani madine wale, madani madine wale, meri aankh mein samana madani madine wale, madani madine wale, bane dil tera thikana, bane dil tera thikana, madani madine wale, mujhe dar pe phir teri jab ke deed hogi, teri jab ke deed hogi, jab meri eid hogi, sallallahu jab meri jab ke deed hogi, jab meri eid hogi, sallallahu jab meri eid hogi, mere khwab mein tu aana, mere khwab mein tu aana, madani madine wale, mujhe dar pe phir bulana,
tere dar se shah behtar, tere aastaan se badhkar, tere aastaan se badhkar, shah behtar, tere aastaan se badhkar, tere aastaan se badhkar, hai bala koi thikana, hai bala koi thikana, madani madine wale, mujhe dar pe phir bulana,
tere qabr mein jab
gufn
چھوڑ کر چلے سب مجھے چھوڑ کر چلے سب تیری قبر میں جب مجھے چھوڑ کر چلے سب مجھے چھوڑ کر چلے سب میری قبر جگ مگانا میری قبر جگ مگانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا
میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے نیک دو بنانا نیک دو بنانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا
مجھے آفتوں نے گھیرا ہے مصیبتوں کا ڈیرا مصیبتوں کا ڈیرا بی مدد کو آنا یا نبی مدد کو آنا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا
تیرے در کی حاضری کو جو تڑپ رہے ہیں ان کو جو تڑپ رہے ہیں ان کو شاہ جلد تو بلانا شاہ جلد تو بلانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا تیرا غم ہی چاہے عطا
ہمیں مال سے بچانا ہمیں مال سے بچانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا
مدنی مدینے والے میں عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا
مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے میں عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے for the one who dwells in Medina call me again to your doorstep grant me also the wine of your divine love میری آنکھ میں سمانا مدنی مدینے والے بنے دل تیرا ٹھکانا مدنی مدینے والے reside within my eyes O beloved of Medina, let my heart become your dwelling place, Ya Rasulullah. Teri jab ke deed hogi, jab hi meri eid hogi, mere khab mein tum aana, madani madine wale. The day I behold you will be my true eid. Please come to my dream, O beloved of Medina. Mere sab aziz chute, mere dost bhi to roote, shahar tum na root jana, madani madine wale. Even if all my loved ones leave me and friends turn away, O King of Medina, do not ever turn away from me. Main agarche hoon kameena, tera hoon shahe Medina, mujhe kadmon se lagana, madani madine wale. Though I am sinful and unworthy, I still belong to you, O King of Medina. Keep me close to your blessed feet. Ya Rasulullah, ye mareez mar raha hai, tere haath mein shifa hai, tabeeb jald aana, madani madine wale. The patient, meaning my soul, is dying, healing lies in your hands. O true physician, come to me quickly. Help. ये करम बड़ा करम है, तेरे हाथ में भरम है, सरे हशर बख्शवाना, मदनी मदीने वाले. This kindness of yours is immense. My honor lies in your hands. Oh, the day of judgment, on the day of judgment, have me forgiven. Do my intercession, Ya Rasulullah. मेरी आने वाली नस्लें तेरे इश्क ही में मचलें, उन्हें नेक तुम बनाना, मदनी मदीने वाले. May my future generations long only for your love. Make them righteous, O beloved of Medina. Tere gham mein kaash attar, rahe har ghadi gariftar, gham-e-maal se bachana, madani madine wale. May attar remain forever absorbed in your sorrow and love. Save me from the grief of the hereafter, O beloved of Medina, the dweller of Medina, Madani, Medini, the Valley. Beautiful kalam written by Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, founder of Dawat Islami, founder of Madani Channel. You're watching Nasheed Night, you're listening kalams, and inshallah, Zawajal, we'll be including another beautiful kalam in our program. Brother, Al-Salam, we'll recite.
Meri ulfat madine se yun hi nahi, mere aqa ka roza madine mein hai. Meri ulfat madine se yun hi nahi, mere aqa ka roza madine mein hai. Madine ke janib na kaise khicho, madine ke janib na kaise khicho, mera din aur duniya madine mein hai. Aur arshe azam se jis ki badi, jiska ho palla koi mohalla nahi, ek aisa mohalla madina مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے اور پھر مجھے موت کا کوئی خطرہ سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہے کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہے اب تیرا جینا مرنا مدینے میں ہے مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے اور جب نظر سوئے طیبہ روان سارا اثاثا مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے
الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے. The reason we love the city of Medina is because of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the nisbat of Aqa Kareem. This is the relation, connection of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that makes that city special, that makes that city sacred, that makes that land sacred, and that makes that city loved by the devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa taslim. It's just the nisbat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, has written a similar takhayyul, similar kind of khayal, of thought in his poetry. And that is, Madina isliye attar jano dil se hai pyara. Madina isliye attar jano dil se hai pyara. Ki rehte hain, mere aqa, mere dilbar. مدینے میں. The reason he mentions, why do we love Madina? اس لیے اتار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا. And the reason is only Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam resides there. Allahu Akbar. And again, میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے. Again, the reason is the نسبت of Mustafa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's city is Medina, and that's the reason we all love it. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Nasheed and Night, and inshallah, the manqabat of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala, and we'll try to recite few couplets. Please.
ہمارے آقا ہمارے مولا امام آزم اعظم ابو حنیفہ ہمارے آقا ہمارے مولا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ ہمارے ملجا ہمارے ماوا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ ہمارے ملجا ہمارے ماوا امام اعظم ابو زمانے بھر نے زمانے بھر میں بہت تجسس کیا لیکن زمانے بھر نے زمانے بھر میں بہت تجسس کیا لیکن ملا نہ کوئی امام تم سا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ ملا نہ کوئی امام تم سا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ نہ کیوں کرے ناز اہل سنت کہ تم سے چمکا نصیب امت نہ کیوں کرے نصیب امت سراج امت ملا جو تم سا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ
Subhanallah, subhanallah, respective viewers of Madani Chain, Imam Azam, Abu Hanifa, Nu'man bin Thabit, radiallahu ta'ala, and the manqabat was being recited, subhanallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of our Imam, Imam A'azam, Ameen, Bijahin, Nabi, Lameen, and forgive us for his sake too, Ameen. Respective viewers, you're watching Madani Chain, you're watching Nasheed Night, and we had one segment in which we had requested you to complete the couplet. And that couplet is from the kalam of Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. Let's find out what is the right answer for that very couplet. It will be on the screen. Jab aa gayi hain joshe rahmat pe unki aankhein. Jab aa gayi hain joshe rahmat pe unki aankhein. جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں روتے ہسا دیے ہیں جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں
جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت پہ ان کی آنکھیں جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت ان کی آنکھیں جلتے بجا دیے ہیں روتے ہسا دیے ہیں جلتے بجا دیے ہیں روتے ہسا دیے
اس تبسم کی عادت پہ لاکھوں سلام اس تبسم کی عادت پہ لاکھوں سلام Respective viewers, that's all for today. Inshallah, we'll be back with another beautiful episode of Nasheed Night. Next time, same channel, same day, inshallah. Keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night, Nasheed's fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah. shining bright.